This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Mendelsohn, M-E-N-D-E-L-S-O-N, home. Patient's first name is Janice, J-A-N-I-S, last name is Crab, C-R-A-B-B. Date of birth is 6/5/1943. Date of evaluation is 11/23/2022, HPA history page. Complaints, psychiatric evaluation requested for management of possible depression. Period, patient's refusal to participate in activities and withdrawn behaviors, history of present illness. This is a 79 years old widowed female who was admitted here on 11/7/2022. Patient's chart indicates history of diabetes, hypertension, dementia. Patient was admitted here on Celexa 20 milligram once a day and donepezil 10 milligram HS. Period. Patient is somewhat of a poor historian. She minimized any persistent feelings of sadness, hopelessness, insomnia, period. She reports that she's comfortable here. Patient did not know that she's taking an antidepressant, period. She acknowledged that her memory is not as sharp as it used to be, but she knew she's at Lord's nursing home, and it's November, right before Thanksgiving, and Biden is the president. Her short-term memory seems to be impaired. Patient denies any paranoia, delusional thinking, or hallucinations. Staff reports that patient is having some difficulty adjusting to being here, and keeps to herself and does not participate or socialize in any activities. Next paragraph. I spoke to patient's son-in-law Mark, who was visiting, and daughter Angie on phone. Daughter reports that her mom has a cognitive decline for over the past year or so, but more so since she had a fall. Your daughter reports that her mother had depression in winter time, and would lack interest in doing things and being social with others. Period. Patient's appetite would go down. Her daughter, patient had a mini stroke. Patient lived independently up until recently. Her granddaughter lived upstairs. Period. She has two daughters and one son. Period. Family is very supportive. Her patient worked as a teacher. Her husband died 5 years or so ago. Next paragraph, review systems, general non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, decreased appetite, genital urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior history of all psychiatric hospitalization denied, prior history of suicide attempts denied, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse denied, social history, current relationship, widow, number of children, 3, current occupation, retired teacher. Next paramedic, record lab diagnostic test for collateral form and chart nursing. And conversation with patient son-in-law Mark and daughter Angie. Next paragraph, under history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, not known, family history, not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, Celexa 20 milligram once a day, and donepezil 10 milligram HS. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, normal, gait, sitting, speech, clear, mood, mildly dysphoric, affect a broad thought process, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, denied any suicidal or homicidal thoughts, perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self, place, memory, recent, impaired, foreign knowledge, fair judgment and insight limited, sleep, fair appetite poor. Next paragraph, assessment plan. Unspecified dementia, mild with other behavioral disturbance, F03.A18. Number two, major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate F33.1, plans. I discussed with patient daughter regarding augmenting Celexa with Valbutrin 75 milligram once a day to improve patient's mood with the hope of increasing motivation and participation in activities. Your daughter also asked if I can start her on vitamin D3. Peter, I would agree with the starting patient of vitamin D 3,000 units daily. Disposition, staff needs to encourage patient to participate in activities and socialize with others. Peter, monitor adverse effects from current medications. Peter, notify our service for any persistent mood changes and ongoing behavioral issues. Peter, will follow with you. Procedure code 99327. Under supplemental administration, common side effects of SSRI, anticholinesterase inhibitor, Valbutrin, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, steroid goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.